I like practice. I mean, that's, I enjoy. I love what I do. I love the practice aspect. I love throwing in blitz period and team periods and seven on and routes on air. But I'm listening to the professionals, the people that have studied this and read and been to seminars and all kinds of stuff, and just going with the recovery process and listening to the people tell me what to do. Like I said, I believe in Buddy. I believe in Anthony, Tom Reed, all the different stuff that Michael's bought to help with the recovery. We start the first, you know, really the first month of the season with the last two preseason games, and then the first two regular seasons are all road trips. So they've invested heavily in recovery mechanisms and done a ton of stuff. Michael's done a ton of stuff for us because he thinks it might give us an edge, and there's technology behind it. There's obviously technology behind it, but there's a lot of research. There's a lot of things he's put around us to help us with that. So I'm all in on that stuff. I'll take all the recovery I can get.
Do you see a difference in smoke from maybe this time last year?
Yeah, about 180-degree difference. You know, he's got that behind him. There was so much unknown around that, and I was scared for him. I don't know how he hasn't really expressed how he felt for it. But to not really know and then think it's sickle cell and then find out it's not, he's stronger. He looks faster. He looks like what we're used to seeing. And last year was such an odd year. He had that concussion, that really bad concussion early in camp that put him out for a while. So dealing with that, just dealing with all the things he's had on his plate, the stress and the pressure to want to play and just know something's not right and you don't quite know, you know, what the issue is. He looks powerful in and out of his breaks. He's catching the ball really strong. He's competing against Pat all the time, and I've been throwing it his way a bunch. And he's won a bunch of those battles.